This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. You wonder about the concept if you're new to the program. You like listening to discussions of issues, having some fun, being entertained on the radio. That's really what the news talk world is all about, and that's what Talkers Magazine's list every week that comes out. The 10 top topics of the week, 10 people that have been discussed the most on the News Talk Radio circuit, 1,000 or more stations that are monitored. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, are ready, willing, and able. And Michael represents them as the chief cook and bottle washer. He is the chief. You like this? This is pretty good so far, huh?
It's an amazing introduction.
It is. It goes on.
And you know what's so amazing is it gets longer.
Every week it gets longer. I know it. Yeah. All right, so let's get at it. From number 10 to number 1, how does it look?
It looks like another interesting week in this place that we call reality. And here's reality as reflected on the airwaves of news talk stations, as you described. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoffs. Very exciting to the people in the cities that are in the playoffs. And National Football League action. We have at number 9, more sports-oriented stuff, but on a more sociological level, we have the Redskins name controversy. Boy, that story is very big, and it does involve radio. We could talk a bit about that if you choose.
Yeah, I'm really into that, Frank. You wrote a lot about it this week.
Yes.
At Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. The
yes.
question, can the FCC really outlaw Redskins? The answer is no.
Of course
we'll
not.
Talk about
and,
that.
And the media has run with it as if they
well,
can.
Well, they've got this guy. I had Steve Wiseman, who is your legal editor, as well as Talkers Magazine's. We were talking about this opportunist, this lawyer and Professor Banzoff, who really becomes part of the story. We'll talk about that in a minute as well.
Yes, okay. And also tied at number 9, we have the National Football League's domestic violence issues, which continue to be a real topic of conversation. At number 8, we have financial markets activities. At number 7, we have the protests that are taking place in Hong Kong. That's something that certainly bears watching. And number 6, Jimmy Carter's CNBC interview and the fact that Jimmy Carter has reached his 90th birthday. 90 years old, Jimmy Carter. The Obama amnesty pledge at 5. At number 4, lots of politics, midterm elections, and the 2016 presidential hopefuls race. At number 3, amazing story, the Secret Service controversy. It's amazing that the Secret Service is beset with charges and evidence of incompetence.
Why do you think that's amazing?
Because we always think of the Secret Service as being just this absolute, we think of. Okay, maybe I'm...
Yeah, right. I mean,
This is my naive hat.
Well, but I'm naive, too, but the absolute now is that everything is screwed up. There isn't one...
Yes.
Go find something that right. any of these people, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, that they haven't screwed up. But this administration especially, this is me speaking, not you and not... anybody who's on the list of people that are featured on our program, it just is so confounding. And how it is that all of these problems are a result of bad management, and yet they want to handle it the same way. Spend more money on them. To do what?
Yeah. I think spending more money in many cases makes things even more...
Of course it does.
It takes away the ingenuity and the hunger
right.
that it takes to run things competently.
Yeah,
you know,
right. We all in private business...
That creates incompetence.
I can't run my businesses with the same number of people I could a year ago, 2 years ago. I just can't afford to do it. So mm-hmm. you got to cut. The federal government, instead of cutting, they keep adding. Add programs, add people, add more directors, add. And so how is it that you ever get ahead? All right, I'm doing a radio talk show now. Excuse me.
Okay.
Please go.
It's okay. But back to the question you asked or that we brought up is the Secret Service always stood for this almost perfect organization of
yeah.
selfless people that were mm-hmm. dedicated to protecting the president and protecting the president's
yeah.
people, et cetera.
Yep.
And any time we've ever, and you and I have had the you know, good fortune in our colorful careers of encountering presidents of the United States, and thus you and I have encountered the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
And you always get this feeling when you're dealing with the Secret Service that you're dealing with a no-nonsense
right.
bunch of guys.
Yeah, right.
Mess with them.
Yeah,
these guys are above reproach. These guys. Right? Am I right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah,
and unless there was a prostitute.
They're just a bunch of yahoos like the rest of us.
Yeah. And yet the budget for the office is just, what do you mean?
Right. Okay, moving upward. Number two, the U.S. Ebola case and pandemic fears. Number two. And at number one, we have the U.S. ISIS policy tied with Obama's 60 Minutes interview that has gotten a big buzz. And those are the stories. Let's go quickly through the people. At number 10, we have the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. At number 9, we have the Washington's Redskins. I said it. Ooh, I'm going to be thrown off the radio. Mm. Dan Snyder. We have Eric Holder at number 8. We have Jimmy Carter at 7. We have three people at number 6. Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz. We know what they all have in common.
Mm.
And we have at number 5, Hillary Clinton and Jim Webb. John Kerry's at 4, Julia Pearson's at 3, Steve Croft is at 2, and, of course, Barack Obama, who's part of almost every one of the big national stories. He is the most talked about human being on News Talk Radio this week.
All right. So here's just a sort of, this is one of those things. Imagine you're a fly on the wall in the Clintons' home and the Bushes' home, knowing that the Clintons, especially Bill, has become very, very friendly, very close to Daddy Bush, and reasonably friendly with George the son. I don't know what his interaction with Jeb Bush is, but the idea that more and more seems to be cropping up, Jeb Bush said for a long time, I'm not interested in being president. That doesn't seem to be the case at the moment. As a matter of fact, it looks like it may be just the opposite of what's reality. Jeb Bush may want to be president, but can you imagine him running against Hillary Clinton and then the barbs and the stuff that goes back and forth just to get people's votes? And then when it's all over, I mean, look what happened with Obama and Hillary, although Bill and Obama didn't like each other, have never liked each other. Mrs. Obama, sort of in a nice way, embraces him and he embraces her, and it's all forgotten. And how many times has that been the case over the years where this all just seems to be a game and people get suckered into it? They think it's so serious.
Yeah, and when we get back, I'll give you some thoughts on that.
All right, stand by. We continue in just a moment. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the stories, the people, the discussions that are highlighted on a lot of the News Talk Radio programs and stations all around the country.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, is a chronic neurologic disorder that causes unpleasant sensations in the legs and an uncontrollable urge to move them. Most symptoms occur at night, so many people with RLS experience sleep disturbances. Moderate to severe RLS, which occurs in 2-3% of U.S. adults, can have a big effect on patients' lives as well as those around them. Just ask Eve, a photographer living with RLS.
The tingling sensation in my legs kept me up at night. And over time, I developed significant health problems because I couldn't sleep. I tried different ways to make the sensation stop, including hitting my legs. My husband told me it was very hard for him to see me going through that.
Currently, there is no cure for RLS, but many treatment options are available to help manage symptoms. For more information, visit www.relieve-restless-legs.com. That's www.relieve-restless-legs.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, has Talkers Radio in it, Talkers TV, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, highlighting, making a business out of reporting to the talk radio industry. And now, because it's online at Talkers.com, so many people, hundreds of thousands of people reading this every week, keeping up with what's going on with their favorite stars, favorite shows, favorite issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I made a point of asking, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who's asked this so far since Jeb Bush has become more interested, how would it be if Hillary were up against the Bushes? We know the Bushes and their supporters obviously going to support their son, but yet there's a friendship that has developed here, and you wonder if it takes a toll. I think sometimes it doesn't make any difference at all, but I think other times, like Jimmy Carter has no use, none, with Bill Clinton. He has not spoken to Bill Clinton other than hello and shaking his hands since it was known that Clinton was a philanderer. Jimmy Carter, no time for that, and made it very clear publicly that he has no use for Bill Clinton. Now, having said that, you got to wonder about what would happen with the Clintons and the Bushes here, and why is it we can't go out and find somebody else that doesn't that has a different name to run for the president? Is Chelsea next?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, you're covering a lot of ground. The old cliche fits here. Politics makes strange bedfellows.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians, for the most part, are a breed. Can't speak for every one of them. You know, not everybody is as high and highfalutin and as moral as Jimmy Carter, but politicians, for the most part, will snuggle up to anybody that can help their cause, and will make alliances and coalitions with the devil if they have to get their way and to get power. So the friendship between the Bushes and the Clintons is no different than any other political alliance. They're friends because they have a lot in common. The commonality of personalities and interests and desires make them find each other to be, you know, compatible as friends. But that friendship will go out the window if Jeb Bush runs for president, and they will be throwing, you know, rocks at each other publicly, and it'll get real dirty and it'll be real ugly. And then when it's over, and one or the other wins, they'll probably appoint the other one to a cabinet position and then become buddies again,
right?
Because then it'll be in their interest to bring the country together. Because I see a Jeb Bush-Hillary Clinton battle as being one of the most polarizing and crazy races we'll ever see in our lifetime. And but they'll come back together, because politicians really have no really deep moral convictions. They're really,
as is shown pretty much by what's happened in the last two administrations, especially.
Yeah. Now, in terms of why we keep having Clintons and Bushes, and then for a long time we had Kennedys, and back in the old days we had Roosevelts, and there's something in human DNA that makes us love to have royalty. And even our country, the United States of America, was founded on breaking away from monarchies and royalty and having democracy and a republic and elected officials, blah, 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 term limits, all that stuff. We just love royalty, and we create it as a natural instinct.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's a point to be considered, as all of Michael's points are pithy, and to be considered as the expert when it comes to observing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Lots of things to talk about, including the FCC's interest in the Redskins. Is it legit or not? We'll talk about that in a few moments as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Let's continue now. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, part of the vast expanse of Talkers.com. This week, you take on the discussion of the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, the question of whether they can outlaw the term Redskins. I mentioned Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who works both at Talkers and on the Talk Countdown show. I have him on frequently on my weekday Good Day program talking about legal things. He's a professor of law and also has been on the radio for a long time. He's really an accomplished professional. He and I were talking about the FCC and their jurisdiction. They absolutely have none. The lawyer who is the opportunist here, his name is Banzoff. He's the one who's stirring all of this up and has filed the petition to deny renewal of the license for one of Dan Snyder's stations. He owns the Redskins. I mean, this is all... I don't hear much... I hear people on the surface talking about the Redskins thing, but I never hear them digging deeply into the motivation and the push behind this one guy who was the push behind the tobacco lawsuits and the soft drinks law. It's the same kind of stuff. All this guy does is build a podium for himself so he can aggrandize himself. And in the meantime, people take this as legitimate, Michael. This is bull.
Well, I don't know. Legitimate. I mean, major movements have started with one person.
Yeah, that's true.
And it really just takes a small group of people who are well organized to change things. So I don't know whether or not I would say it's illegitimate, but
it's illegitimate in that the FCC has no sway on this at all.
No,
they have no authority.
What bothers me about this whole thing is that the mainstream press, one of the FCC commissioners said, "Well, we'll look into it like anything else."
Yeah.
If people, you know, because they look into every complaint. That was interpreted by the press as FCC considering punishing broadcasters for using the word Redskins, which is why I made a joke earlier when I said the word Redskins, and I went, ooh, I said that on the radio.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't trying to be funny about the name Redskins. I was being funny about the fact that we have this misunderstanding out there perpetrated by the media that the FCC is thinking about punishing broadcasters.
They're not thinking about any such thing.
They're not thinking about it. They don't have the jurisdiction to do it. And we'd have to go through so many layers of changing the way the law approaches words and a constitutional fight and a First Amendment fight before they would be able to do that. What would happen is the word Redskins would have to be found to be illegal.
Yeah. But the arm of the government, the trademark office, has refused to use or allow that name to be used anymore. I don't know why they aren't being sued, because they have no jurisdiction. They can't tell you that you can't use it because it's offensive. That's none of their jurisdiction either.
Yeah, well, you know, offensive is a funny word. Mm-hmm. So let's just suffice it to say that this is much ado about nothing in terms of the FCC taking away licenses, and we have to watch these government agencies very carefully that they don't overstep their legal boundaries in our zeal to create fairness and not hurt people's feelings.
But see, in news talk radio circles, they're giving legitimacy to these conversations, whether it's news talk or whether it's sports talk. They're giving legitimacy to this guy Banzhoff and to the words of Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC. The more you repeat things, the more supposedly they're believable or believed. And
yes,
in this case, they aren't. There's no legitimacy to this whatsoever under any circumstance. There
at the
just
moment.
Isn't.
Yeah.
But
correct.
But yet there was no for the N-word or some of the other things that have now turned up to be objectionable by some. Some people can use it, some can't. There's no legal. It's just what people consider to be appropriate, or what is the old business about the public standard for obscenity. There is none. Therefore, the FCC always loses every case it ever brings against somebody for so-called obscene words, because there's no standard.
Correct.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it is.
All right, passion continues. The president and amnesty. How is that going over on News Talk Radio? That's up next. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595.
972-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of this week's review with Michael Harrison. The charts for the week of September 29th to October 3rd, the top 10 items, the stories, and the people. Michael is here because Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com does the study, is on top of what's going on conversationally. We'll move on from the Redskins name controversy to yet another controversy, whether or not the president can actually promise to people who go into the service they'll be given amnesty and citizenship. You can imagine how this has gone down as far as party lines or left-leaning talk radio hosts versus right-leaning talk radio hosts. And that's pretty much, I mean, it does happen a lot. That pretty much is the reason that they are defined as they are. But here, once again, no legal, no justification. He can't do this. But yet, there are people, the president, he's going to do this and that. Well, he could try doing it. And if everybody's asleep like they seem to have been over the past 6, 8, 10 years, the president can come up with all kinds of edicts. And you referred to it earlier as the imperial presidency, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, every president wants to be an imperial president. Every president wants to be as powerful as possible. This goes all the way back to the beginning. If you study history, you really study history as opposed to the cookie-cutter history that we think about. Mm-hmm. This is going on all the way to the beginning. That's why we have the balance of powers between the judiciary, the legislature, and the executive branches of the government to keep them all in check, because they all want to take over. Presidents all want to be king. But the interesting thing with Obama is that he's subject to two criticisms. There are two major criticisms about Obama, and they both exist at the same time, and they're completely opposite. One is that this guy does whatever he wants, doesn't go through due process, doesn't consult with Congress, thinks he's king, takes power in every way he can, and makes up the laws that he chooses to enforce, doesn't enforce the ones he doesn't want to, and creates laws, even though he doesn't have the power to do that. So Obama is accused by his critics of being a dictator.
He is.
On the other hand, Obama is accused by his supporters of being weak. The guy is flip-flops. The guy doesn't take action. The guy is not decisive. People in the world don't respect us because they don't think he's going to do anything. It's the most amazing thing. Which is would the real Obama stand up?
Mm-hmm.
He's subject to these two absolutely mutually exclusive criticisms. What do you think?
I don't disagree with you at all. I do agree. That's a double negative. I don't disagree means I do agree. Why wouldn't I just say that? Okay, we'll examine our wordsmithing after the program. This is asinine. It really is. And we're sitting back here on our hands, and yet when you have an opportunity to do something, all the people who complain and they say, well, we're going to sit this election out because I don't like any of the candidates. How often did you hear that? In the last time when Mitt Romney ran, he wasn't conservative enough, so we're going to not vote, and therefore Obama gets back in, and what do you have? You don't vote, so you have really no standing in being able to complain about what's going on, but yet plenty of people do. I don't like Mitt Romney because he's a Mormon. I don't like Mitt Romney because he brought Obamacare to Massachusetts. I don't like Mitt Romney because he has too much money. I don't like Mitt Romney. What the hell?
I don't like Mitt Romney because he had his dog on his roof.
Yeah, right. So forget about that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That.
All right. Hey, hello. So those of you who voted or didn't vote, how you like things? How are things going for you now? It would be the question, right? And so it is those sorts of things that we find, the human frailties and foibles or whatever, how people make up their minds about things, it just is whacked. And
but what were we talking about? But you know, that's the conclusion.
It's whacked.
That's the conclusion we come to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you just, I don't know.
It's pretty whacked.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
Yeah, yep.
It goes back to the thing we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Secret Service is incompetent. There's a tremendous amount of cerebral incompetence going on in our society today.
Yeah.
People are not thinking things through. I think it all comes down to short-term attention span and soundbite mentality in the media.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think that our obsession with soundbites and keeping it moving,
well,
and keeping it entertaining, and giving them what they want, and playing the hits is causing us to become a real dumb society.
Yep, we're dumbed down, and we become these cyclopses with these devices that we have become so attached to, like we have to sleep with them, put them under our pillow in case something happens while we're asleep. What the hell's the matter with that? You got to be crazy. You have if you go to talkers.com, you have a section called the Candid Dialogue. And I know in this case there's a fellow named Bill McMahon who is a very good talk radio consultant. I wonder, as you are very candid about some things, sometimes about most things when it comes to this business anyway, when you really let your hair down and you analyze what's going on, there are a lot of people, and I'm going to ask you to be as candid. You're always candid, but sometimes you're not as candid as you are other times. I find you, in our own personal relationship, because we're friends, to be very candid. And I think that it serves you well when you are that way. I love it, frankly, because you have such an insight into what's going on. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to be very candid, if you will, in looking at the way this format is being approached by advertisers and by radio station owners, where you see the future going here candidly. What does and you don't have to mention names, but what does the trend say to you in a candid way? I'm going to ask you to, you can say, I'm not going to do it, but the kind of thing.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no, yes, you are.
I'll do it.
I know you will. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, is a chronic neurologic disorder that causes unpleasant sensations in the legs and an uncontrollable urge to move them. Most symptoms occur at night, so many people with RLS experience sleep disturbances. Moderate to severe RLS, which occurs in 2 to 3% of U.S. adults, can have a big effect on patients' lives as well as those around them. Just ask Eve, a photographer living with RLS.
The tingling sensation in my legs kept me up at night. And over time, I developed significant health problems because I couldn't sleep. I tried different ways to make the sensation stop, including hitting my legs. My husband told me it was very hard for him to see me going through that.
Currently, there is no cure for RLS, but many treatment options are available to help manage symptoms. For more information, visit www.relieve-restless-legs.com. That's www.relieve-restless-legs.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStrideswalk.org.
All right, Michael, now I put you on the spot. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, featured contributor every week, the man who's responsible for putting the list together, monitoring News Talk Radio. We made a career out of it with Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com has Talkers Radio, Talkers TV. It's all about talk, talk, talk. So as the world expanded for us in the 90s and the last 10 years, now we see, as we want to have people know more, we seem to find opportunities less to present discussions of the issues. And that's a result of, we can say this is a free country, but it really isn't. Because if it were, I mean, people can go on the air and say what they want, and they can, if they have the correct chutzpah or the big enough bank account, they can keep saying whatever it is that goes against the grain of advertisers. But this is an advertising medium, and that's first and foremost on the minds of people who run radio stations.
My answer to your question is that because it has become so corporatized, both the advertising industry and the radio industry, it has lost a lot of its edge, it's lost a lot of its creativity, and it's lost a lot of its will to take chances. And the edge, the creativity, and the will to take chances, ironically, are the factors that make it so special. So sometimes business, in its effort to be businesslike and not recognize the artistic and the magic and the human and the unpredictable and the unmeasurable side of things, sometimes business, in an attempt to make more money and to be more business-like, actually destroys its own business. So I see the corporate side of talk radio today hurting the industry, taking away the elements that made it so special and made it grow. And the result is I don't believe that the talk radio industry is fully exploring all the many options available to it to spread out and really cover a wide variety of spoken word formats and serve a wide variety of peoples, of demographics, of genders, of mindsets. They're narrowing into a very, very restrictive arena, and as a result, not living up to the promise. I hope that changes.
All right. So how do you see, we have the, for example, one of the things at Talkers.com is something called Pod Jockey, and that separates on its own, PodJockey.com, which has a lot of talk radio people who've gotten frustrated or gotten bounced because they were too controversial, whatever it is, they weren't white enough, vanilla enough, whatever. And so now you've given them an opportunity to present themselves through Pod Jockey. Is this the future? We have radio for sure.
Yeah,
But what else is in the future? We
I
all know how people...
I think podcasting is the future. I think podcasting is the present. I've been a champion of podcasting as a vehicle for expression and a vehicle for packaging and marketing for many years. Now, that doesn't mean if you make a podcast you're going to be successful, because there are so many of them out there. You got to really be good. You see, the downside of the democratization of media through the Internet is that the bar has to be raised because there's so much competition. Everybody's out there. So you can't just break in and now you're on the radio. You have to have something good. But if you have something good, the Internet does provide people with the opportunity to be heard. It doesn't provide you with the opportunity to have a big audience if, in fact, you have nothing to say and nobody cares. So if you have something to say, you can get an audience. The key is to having something to say. That's something a lot of people don't think about.
You think you're born with that?
To a
certain
the
ability
degree.
To say, to converse, to have questions, to be curious, because that's really what the best people are all about.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously you were listening to some of what Bill McMahon said, because curiosity is a key factor in being a good talk show host. And people should check out the conversation between me, Michael Harrison, and consultant Bill McMahon at Talkers.com. It's 55 minutes, and it's fascinating listening, and it is very candid. And
well, you have room for the news. Good for you, Michael.
You know, but I do believe that... We have to really, really buckle down and bring something to the table if we expect anybody to listen to us. We have to bring things to the table that will help people, that will be of interest to people, that will show people original new ways of thinking. And if we don't have that, well, then we should get jobs as readers, announcers, voice actors, and just be DJs. But if you really want to be a commentator, you really want to be the host of a meaningful talk radio program, you've got to bring something to the table other than just your pretty voice.
So, mind, and by the way, voices, some of the most distressing, I'm going to say this as a candid follower of fashion here, I don't think I have an announcer's voice. I know there are a lot of people who originally became, and some places now they still look for that voice, the news reader, the news man, the person who reads the news, has a big, deep voice, and therefore may sound more authoritative. And some of these guys are doing morning programs, and some of them are just, they got to where they are because they have these voices. I can think of a couple of people, one guy in San Diego, who I will not mention, whose only quality was that he had a big voice. He didn't have a brain to match his voice. But yet, there's credibility, seemingly, given just because, listen, he has a big voice. That has passed, has it not?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that's passed because people know what that means. There's nothing wrong with having a big voice, but it's not, just because you have a big voice doesn't mean you have a lot of brains or you have something to say. On the other hand, if you have a crummy voice, a lot of your message could be lost.
Well, that's the other. Thank you for bringing it up. Because the other hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show features hosts and issues. We take the 10 and we find examples from talk radio programs that we monitor and present them. And I heard a couple this week, voices of people I've never heard before that were not bad. They were awful. And I was distressed because I couldn't focus on the conversation because the voices were awful.
Yeah, well, I mean, form and content. You know, look at TV. You have to have a certain look. I mean, if a guy is on TV saying something bright, but he's got a piece of spaghetti hanging out of his mouth, that could ruin it, huh?
Yeah. When you think about the most of the anchors sit there without any with just their shorts on, that's something to think about. Yeah, it is. All right, something to think about. That's what we're all about here every week. Talk Radio Countdown, you're in the zone with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Legal Eagle Eye, overviewing some of the important stories in this past week as to their legal ramifications. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer. He's college professor at Bentley University here in suburban Boston, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. In fact, he's the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing the public about the dangers of scams, providing the public with the latest info on this important item. He also has his latest book. He's written a number of books, Identity Theft Alert. He shows you in the book exactly what to do and how to do it. Importantly, he also tells you what to do or not to do, stop doing, in essence, the inadvertent behaviors that we all use that could be setting you up as a victim. Okay, let's get to a couple of the items. The President of the United States has pledged to give to men and women who join the armed services every consideration. In other words, if you fight for us, and I don't have a problem, frankly, I think this is probably one of the better ways of getting people in here if you want to short-circuit the system. But is it legal? Does he have the authority to do that? Does it have to be an act of Congress? What really works here for people to become legal citizens if they serve? There are a lot of people who think it ought to be, but can the president just say, okay, does he have that authority?
I don't really think he does. You know, we've had for a while an expansion of the president's executive powers. Some have called it the imperial presidency. And there's been recently more of a bit of a pushback. You know, the president has the ability to pardon, but this really isn't akin to pardon. This is kind of an amnesty. It's a changing of the laws in regard to citizenship and immigration. And it is not the kind of thing that he can do by executive order.
So perhaps he's saying that this is the goal and something that they're going to try and work through the system, but not on his own.
All right. So the answer is no.
Right. But we get paid by the word.
Of course. Yes, right. Exactly. All right. So the next item of interest has to do with the controversy about the name Redskins. And this is brought about this week by the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Mr. Wheeler, saying he doesn't think it's appropriate. Well, you know what? As a private citizen, swell. He can say whatever he wants. But he has, nor does the FCC, at least in my reading, in my rendering of this, any jurisdiction at all over this, no matter what their bully pulpit allows them to say or do. And so the focus is on this lawyer, this college prof named Banzoff, who is an opportunist, in my opinion, a self-promoter, a gas bag. He did the tobacco suits, the drink suits. And in and of themselves, I don't know that these things are bad. I think the Redskins thing is a real off-the-wall thing. You're a college professor. What do you think of this guy's antics?
Well, it's interesting. We were talking in my media law class about this, and I had to calm myself down because I think it's just an incredible abuse of the process. I mean, on just so many levels. First of all, he had a perfect storm to take advantage of. Broadcast radio stations have to renew their licenses every 8 years. And so, coincidentally, right now, WWXX, which is the flagship radio station for the Washington Redskins football team, had its license up for renewal. By the way, this radio station is also owned by Dan Snyder, who owns the Redskins. So
Right. When
a renewal occurs, anyone can file an objection. So Banzoff has filed an objection, as he has a right to do, and he's arguing that the name Redskins qualifies as hate speech, which has nothing to do with the FCC. Fighting words, which has nothing to do with the FCC. It is akin to broadcasting obscenity. Well, guess what? Obscenity, indecency, they are violations of FCC rules, but under absolutely no possible interpretation can Redskins qualify as this. So what he's trying to do is basically bully the FCC and get public opinion to have them make a ruling in an area where they have no power.
So this guy is, I mean, he is, I'm getting press relief after press relief after press relief from this guy about everything.
Yeah.
The most recent one I looked at here was the title was Law Schools Being Forced to Make Radical Changes Because of a Disastrous Job Market. The next thing he wants to do, by the way, is take on the student debt problem and sue whoever he can sue or whoever he can make a lot of noise. He's been making a lot of noise about everything for years. One of the best known professor, he's called Professor of Public Interest Law he's at George Washington University. So anyway, I find him to be an opportunist. Not that the stuff that he does isn't of interest. Check out Steve Wiseman's work. Steve Wiseman's, the best website is scamaside.com. Check out his work. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.